This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
It's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means you're listening to Crunch Train, which is a show where I play music from different genres. And can you hear my roommates? They're being loud. Today, I'm playing a bunch of classical music because I was too lazy to find, like, 15 songs on YouTube, convert them to MP3, drag and drop to the file. So I was like, classical stuff is generally much longer, so I have to do fewer of that stuff. I also considered talking to myself for an hour, but I think I'm not ready to do that right now. Also, who's listening? I don't know. I know Miguel's listening. Thanks for being my loyal listener. I asked if you liked classical. So here's a selection of things. To begin, we have two pieces that I played in my senior recital when I was... So this is senior year of high school. You know, I'll try to pronounce the names. The first one is Sarasate's Zugunderweisen. It's German. I don't know what it... I think it means gypsy dance. Is that derogatory? I don't know. And then the second one is Vitali's Chaconne, which was... They're both super, super fun to play, but my hand started cramping at the end of the Chaconne, and I remember sweat was just dripping down my back and my hair somehow, and I was just trying to get the notes in and finish playing. So yeah, these bring back a lot of fun memories. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So there's a lot of applause in these audio clips, some of them going on for multiple minutes, so I tried to cut some out so we don't have to listen to it. Up next is a piece called Danza No. 2 by Marquez, and it is an orchestral piece, and it's one of those pieces that I can listen to from start to finish and not be bored at any moment. It's just super dynamic. There's a lot of interesting pieces to it, and I just, so the piece, the audio recording that I'm using now is from a YouTube video of the Simón Bolívar Symphony Orchestra, and you just have to watch the video. I just love seeing everybody. Well, I'm such a nerd. Everybody is just like moving with the music, and everybody is just so into it. And so some backstory about this orchestra. It's a Venezuelan orchestra created through El Sistema, which is I'm reading the Wikipedia page, a publicly financed voluntary sector music education program. It's kind of like, it provides free music education for children. And it's usually, you know, for children who can't afford music lessons or instruments. And so it's kind of like a music for social change program. I'm sure there's a bunch of critiques and problems with the program, as there always is, but I thought it was super cool to see this video of like grown adults who were in this program as kids and just really vibing to this music. So I recommend watching the video. Thank you. Up next, we have Sarah Chang playing some Sarasate. I really like Spanish composers, I guess. Carmen Fantasy. It's a classic. I think people know this one. And Sarah Chang is my hero, has always been.
Thank you. How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Okay, that was an abrupt PSA interruption because I'm too lazy to make transitions smoother. Up next, we have Maxim Vengerov playing... Oh, God. It's spelled Y-S-A-Y-E. Y-S-A-Y-E. I think it's French. I think it's pronounced Isaïe, something like that. It's a fun little piece. You think a note's gonna come next, and then it's another note, and you're like, wow, that was cool. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Finally, our last piece is a Bach sonata, and I don't really like him. I know that's terrible to say, because he's like the foundation of violin music, and his stuff is super good for learning technique and blah blah blah, whatever, whatever. But this one, the sonata, I like. You know, I'll say it. I like this one. It's, I guess some people nickname it the heartbeat sonata, because it kind of sounds like a heartbeat. It just has like a steady beat throughout. It's not specific to heartbeats, but it's a really relaxing piece and hard to play, super hard to play. It sounds simple, but your fingers are like all squished together and you're like, so this is this is very impressive. It's Hilary Hahn. She's the Bach queen. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. I'm gonna stop talking now.